This is an executive summary of DST versus non-traded REIT, how NAV pricing changes the picture, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. A non-traded REIT, often sold privately as a private REIT, looks liquid on the surface. It quotes a share price and offers to buy your shares back. But that price is a net asset value, NAV, the sponsor calculates periodically from third-party appraisals, not a live market quote. And the buyback offer is a redemption program capped at a few percent per quarter and suspendable at the board's discretion. Understanding those two mechanics, how the price is struck and how the exit queue actually works, tells you almost everything about how a non-traded REIT behaves, and how differently it behaves from a DST, which is never marked to a price at all and simply runs to its full cycle sale. This piece walks through NAV pricing, the appraisal cadence, and the redemption queue, then contrasts them with the DST's mark-free, defined term hold. For the broader structural comparison and the threshold 1031 eligibility question, see our DST versus REIT comparison. Baker 1031 Investments does not provide tax or legal advice. Verify the current rules and your situation with your tax advisor. This is educational, not investment advice. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.